Greenhawks had a double yesterday with two really good, tough horses, First Hand and No Show. And Michael Hawkes has been good enough to join us on a Sunday morning. Michael, good morning. Congratulations. Three winners for the weekend. Stable's on fire. And we were just talking to Tommy Berry earlier. First Hand, the key to this horse, I think, Michael, is just getting that horse to settle early doors.
Oh, well, morning, fellas. How are you? But first of all, the key, I think Tommy said it was him, wasn't it?
He took a bit of credit too. You don't worry.
Look, we've been trying for a long time to get this bloke to settle. And, you know, yesterday it was just a perfect... It was actually a perfect ride because he jumped good. He actually used the leader to his advantage, Tommy, and just made the leader work. And, you know, just didn't grab a hold straight away. Had he have grabbed a hold straight away to get him to relax, the leader would have crossed him, and of course it would have been a different story. But look, it was a brilliant ride. You've got to give credit where credit's due. But the horse is actually relaxing as he gets older.
Mm.
And, you know, it was a good win.
Look, at the 300-metre mark, what was your thoughts, Michael? I was thinking, oh...
Wasn't much of a gap there, was it?
Where's the run coming? Because you could see he had a whole heap of horse under him.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, Jimmy. You know, like, it's all about patience in this game. And as I said on TV, he was travelling so well that when the gap came, he was able to push that horse off outside him and just give him half a nudge. And it's like yourself when you're running down the road next to someone. If you're going better and just touch someone out there at full pelt, you know, they get off balance. Mm. And when you got a lap full of horse like he was, I wasn't really worried to a degree because it was always hopefully going to happen. And if it didn't happen, you know what? That would have been the luck of the game. He would have rode for luck, but he couldn't really go anywhere anyway because he was always third on the fence. So, look, it did happen. It's a lot easier, you know, now looking at it going back. But in those instances, you're better off keeping hold of your horse, keeping him balanced, and then just edging out. And then that's when they're able to really hit the line. So, you know, it's all about on the post winning, not at the top of the straight. So it was a good ride.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, could he get 1600 First Hand? And the reason I ask that is because is he potentially a Villiers hope for you next month?
Look, it might come a bit too soon, Ray, to be fair. I know, you know, he's 6 year old and you're sort of, I'm saying that now, but he's really just started to come of age. Mm. He's always had his fair share of ability. He's always been wanting to get a bit keen in his races. And so that's why we've always sort of kept him to the 1200 metre races, because we just felt that the harder they go, the better it is for him. Albeit yesterday, it was 1400, small field. They didn't go overly hard because they ran home and I think tick over 33. But it might come a bit too soon for him. Mm. Not saying we won't, but reality is it just could. So, look, the horse will tell us, you know, he's pulled up well this morning. And, you know, going forward, it's just something that we'll have to look at.
Race 6, No Show was the winner for the yard as well. This is a horse that's been in Melbourne for quite some time. Why the decision to come back for Sydney? Why the placing there, Michael? And I guess, I think you made mention of this too, a good bit of work from the pre-trainer, Wayne.
Hope he's listening, Michael.
We have a little bit of banter going on, but, you know, well, in all fairness, it doesn't really matter where we get the winners, whether it's in Sydney or Melbourne. You know, in other states for that matter, it's all a team effort and everyone works together. And, you know, we do travel our horses up and down the highway quite a bit for that reason. And look, placing his horse was brilliant. You know, it was the right race for him. And the reason he was back is because our prize money is good at the moment. Mm. You know, things were pretty hot in Melbourne, obviously, for the carnival. And, you know, horses like No Show, you're just trying to get him back on song. You know, he's another 5 year old that's taken a bit of time. And what he did do yesterday, though, he actually jumped brilliantly. And of late in Melbourne, he's been jumping a bit tardy and he's always sort of been getting back in his races. And, you know, once again, you've got to give credit. Like, he flew the machines, Corey, just straight across, you know, got him into the best position. And he was able to travel well. And then come around the corner, same thing. The gap came, he just popped off and he hit the line. So, once again, it was... Honestly, it was two brilliant rides, or three brilliant rides. You know, James McDonald on Friday night on Say Da Vinci, and you know that's the luck that you can get. And you know, when you're riding well and the horse is in the right race, these are the results that you get.
Mm. I was going to ask you about Say Da Vinci, Michael. I know it was only a maiden on Friday night, but it was a pretty spectacular win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, Ray, I think you had 5 seconds, you know, up until that point. And, you know, trying to win your maiden is very, very difficult. Some horses, it can happen straight away. And some can happen as Friday night, such as, say, Da Vinci as a four-year-old. So, look, he's been ever consistent. He's done a great job. Yeah, James was probably... I said to him, you know, going out, I said, look, it's a small field. It's the first time at the trip. Just ride him like the best horse when he was sort of last back the fence.
He was confident.
I was not that I was too worried about it, but it was just not really the position you want to be in. And he actually got going and was starting to tack up behind them. And he actually had the ease a bit on the corner. And
that's right.
Look, had he have come out wide and been able to have that momentum in his running, he would have won by probably three or four. And he had to switch back to the inside. And once again, the best part, he just let it all unfold, didn't panic. And once he got balanced up, he really hit the line. So it's amazing what, you know, the confidence can give a horse a win. He's done well. So hopefully now he can go on with it. But he's been ever consistent, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Michael, part owner Shani was on a hen's night. Where was part owner Claire for the win of First Hand?
Yeah, she was with Charney. So believe it or not, you know what? I was the Uber driver last night. I got a phone call very, very early this morning, and I went into town and picked them up. So they had a good night, and they got home safe and sound.
More brownie points for you, Michael.
I hope they tipped well.
See, that's what happens. You train a double and you're an Uber driver.
Well, we appreciate you getting up early for us too on the Sunday morning. Well done over the last couple of days for the yard, and we'll speak soon.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
Thanks, Michael.
Michael Hawkes there, training in conjunction with his father, John, and brother, Wayne. Two winners yesterday, and as Ray mentioned, the winner on Friday as well.